그러네.
40살.
If you hear recording, it doesn't start recording. That's just gonna happen. Okay? That's when it starts recording. If it doesn't start, hit the menu button. It's probably turned off. Hit the menu button, it'll turn on, and it'll record.
זוג די גמור. אומר רבא. צורס איילוניס סבורו. שנאמר, והויו הפחויר אשר תלת. פרט לאיילוניס. We have a mute. והויו הפחויר אשר תלת. And the issue that is not רוי לא הילית. The issue that is not רוי לא הילית. She's not רוי לא ייבום. We spoke out yesterday with the אחרונים. Figure that the Meister Rav Avi is coming to say a chidush that Tzoras Island is a Ptura. Not that the island is a Ptura. The island is a Ptura, so Chamishtina and Tess, that the island is a Ptura Mehivu Mechalitza. So the chidush is that Tzoros are a Ptura, that she passes the Tzoro. So the Shaila is the chidush of Rav Avi that she passes the Tzoro, Lechuri Rav Avi never bring a Moke that she passes the Tzoro. He just brought a Moke that she herself is Ptura. And this we know anyways. We know this anyway that she herself is Ptura. We know that she herself is Batul. There's no chiddush in the fact that she herself is Batul. The chiddush is that she battles the Torah, so those bring her Asher Taylor. Asher Taylor only says that she's Batul. The Achronim are masbir, in a second, that Rav Ashi is coming to be masbir, that the Ptur of Island is, I would say maybe the Ptur of Island is a Zaitike Ptur. She can't have kids, so there's no purpose to do Yibum. Anyway, kids will not come. But if she has to do Chalitza, she's not out of the parashat. She's not the parasha. She can't do Yibum, but she could do Chalitza. Now why she doesn't do Chalitza? Because she ain't oile le'ibum, ain't oile le'chalitza. But she's not out. She's in. And if she's in, so avadadei she's acht in the island is when that part of the Torah. Of avadadei that posuk asher teilet, Hashem said that she's out of the parasha. So mele she part of the Torah. I want to be masbur at close. What part of the Torah's island is, this is the aleph base of the sugya. What part of the Torah's island is dei she'sach. The island is a potul meibu, vertach a ishesach, she becomes a ishesach, a erve fun a ishesach, und the ishesach passes the Torah. As I said, klar in Rashi, that island is, there's no aver in the island. No, why you're not allowed to do yibum, you potul from yibum, kum zurik the isur ishesach, as kum zurik the isur ishesach, b'mele the ishesach passes the Torah. So Rav Asi came and what? No, came Rav Asi and said, Mechateset that the Ishesach comes back with the ganze Starkeit. Maybe better the Ishesach is not is away. You can't do Yibum because she can't bring kids to the world. But better she's not Mufka better. Mashal Chalitza could be she needs. Because she ain't oile Yibum. She'll be like Chavelavim Ve'esa, you can't do Yibum. But she's not Mufka from the Parsha. She's not Mufka from the Parsha. The Ishesach, Vazaynish can help with the Ishesach. To part of the Torah. Zot Rav Asi, it says in the process of Rav Asi, והיו הפחוי אשר תלם ולחסות אישו is עמד לאיבום only an issue that could have kids. An issue that cannot have kids is not עמד לאיבום. So while an issue that cannot have kids is not עמד לאיבום, so this אישסך is not מותר לאיבום. If this אישסך is not מותר לאיבום, זאת רב אסי במילה די אישסך כתבטו דסור. מייסי ברב שאישס שלושו אחים נשויים של אישושים נוכריה. The first one died. So this lady, three ladies are married to three different brothers. When the first one dies and the second one does a maimah, so the wife of the first one now has a maimah to the second one. Now the second one dies. So maimah is nishkin yibum gavul. So mitzadeh that lady needs a yibum of the first husband, but she needs a shtik yibum of the second husband. So she's called eishes shtei meitzim. So we know that midarabonon you don't do yibum to eishes shtei meitzim. So that lady that was married to the first one and the second one did a maimar, you can't do yibum to her when the second one dies because she's eishes shtei meitzim. But you could marry the second wife. The second one has a different wife. The Torah says she patters the tzorah. What is the ptur? She's a tzorah of eishes shtei meitzim. What is the avera to marry shtei meitzim? What is the avera to marry shtei meitzim? What kind of avera you have in shtei meitzim? Hashem says not to make yibum. But what is the avera? The Torah says, if I can't do Yibum, kum tzurik de Yisur Eishasach. So the Eishas Shtei Meisim patos the Tzoro, val is no din Yibum and Eishas Shtei Meisim. B'meile de Eishasach comes back. Val is no din Yibum and Eishas Shtei Meisim, her Eishasach comes back. Val her Eishasach comes back, the Eishasach patos the Tzoro. So state in Braise, v'meis chosos v'lemis yabnes. שנאמר on the first lady, ומייס אחד מהם. יבואו יבוא אליה, מי שלא הזיקה שיבוא מאחד, ולא הזיקה שתי יבואו. זאת אומרת, you can't do yibum. Why is she patos the tzorach? The ketoni alo omar Rabbi Yosef zui tzoras eishes af min ha'av she'isru nefilegoram loy she'lemotzin v'kodat kulo ki goin zoi. The male val shir itself can't do yibum because she's eishes shtem eisim, so she patos the tzorach because if you can't do yibum kum tzurik da eishes ach. Kum tzurik da eishes ach. Da eishes ach patos the tzorach. Und steht in breise zui she'lemotzin v'kodat kulo zui. We have eishes ach min ha'av. We have eishes ach im me'imoy. Aber ich es ach min ha'av that passes the tzorah, it's the only one. So was ich leu bei Lamoi, but it's the only one that passes the tzorah. Zog dich mori li mihute, what is Zuhi? Mashmo, you're coming to say this one and someone else not. Zuhi shepuiter et tzoroso. Zu veloi acheres. What is Zu veloi acheres? My love li mihute, tzoras island is the sharia. This ish es ach passes the tzorah, and tzoras island is doesn't pass with the tzorah. Zuhi shepuiter et tzoroso. Zu veloi acheres. My love, Limut Tzoras Island is that doesn't part of the Tzorah. It's more like Pumfaker. Limut Tzoras Island is that part is completely, the Asura. And my Zuri, the Asura, the Filigom, it's only the Rabbonon. So we're going to say, it's no Isur of Shtem Eisi, so it's no Isur of Shesach. Tzoros of Boi Chalitze. I don't even know how to do it. My time, all the Reis, all the Rabbonon. Not to the Gimor. So the Maise, I don't know, the first man, the Omar of Asi, holds she's a Shesach. And she passes the Tzorah, Frank, the Gimor, from the Breiser, that states, that Eishes Shtem Eisim, she becomes Eishes Sach, and she passes the Tzorah, Zu Veloi Acheres, Kloa No Faker, Zu Veloi Acheres, Adit Chalitze, the Osmond is Poker and Gas. Frek Teisus Akash. In Toimar, the Gemara had a Kash, Shtei Zui Shepuiter Tzoroso, Zu Veloi Acheres. We have four Memres now. Mach Zu Tzoyto, Mach Zu Gushose, Memaenes, and Eilenis. Four Gemores. Tzoyto, Memaenes, Mach Zu Gushose, and Eilenis. Frek Teisus, why the Gemara before? You want me to say Machzor Gushos in Patos the Tzoroh? Steht in Breise, Zui Shepuiter et Tzoroso. Zu Veloi Acheres. Answer the same Teres. Don't answer the same Teres. Frank Teres, why the Gemara decided here, in the fourth Gemara, of Soto you didn't ask Kashas. Ma'enet you didn't ask Kashas. And Machzor Gushos you didn't ask. Here the Gemara asked the Kashe, you want to tell me that I was Kepato the Tzoroh, and Breise steht, Zui Shepuiter et Tzoroso. Zu veloi acheres. Let us taste. In Tamar, am I le porich min elei leman de osel tzoras machzor gushos? Taste is choose to ask the kasha from one of them. The lema le, my lam le muta tzoras machzor gushos in the shori. The shlema zog taste is posh. Machzor gushos. Why the Gemara decided island is? Because island is exactly is doime and ganzen to Eishes Shtem Eisim. Eishes Shtem Eisim, when she was married, she didn't have a problem. She's allowed to marry the first one. And she's allowed to marry the second one. And she's allowed to marry from the first one to the second one. And together and one after each other. She has a problem when she comes to do Yibum. Is Aloche Achas Veloy Shtayim. So she doesn't fit to Yibum. Because it's Achas Veloy Shtayim. She has a problem to Reinzetz inside Yibum. Islandis has the same problem. But look, we're allowed to marry Islandis. Islandis is a good Isha. You have a problem to marry Islandis? The problem is when you want to do Yibum to Islandis, so both of them are noshim, there is no problem in the marriage, Be'etzef. Just for Yibum, they nishta rangizetz. And it says, Zu veloi acheres, ve gishmak to say, Zu. Eishes Shtem Eisim patos the Tzoroh. Veloi. Veloi Eishes Eilenis. That's the Gemara. V'yishlem adolim, mashu nilimutim izu elo k'yayitzebo. ואני זדום אלי ששתי מייסים, דזוג הזו מותרת לבעליהם, על מה זוגו שופי, נסרו לבעל. פרק דמר שוף, אשתר כקשה. Why תאיס אשתל דס קשה? Why the Gemara only asked an islandist, זו ולא יחרס למיעוט האילנדיס? Why the Gemara didn't ask it in the sugi before, for מה זוגו שופי? אז, היו כתאי מה זוגו שופי כבאת עד הצורו, ובראי ששתי זו ולא יחרס, זו ולא מה זוגו שופי. תאיס אסקיפ ממהנס. Why doesn't that? When the Gemara wanted Mema'enis to battle the Tzoroh, ask the Zol Bekashe, how I could say that Mema'enis battles the Tzoroh in Breisa states Zu Veloi Acheres? Taste a skip. And it's not Stam a skip, Dr. Marshall, and the Mema'enis states will not even have a tenant. Mema'enis is also mutal to the husband. It's Mamish also the Gvaldi. And now the Gushol says, Taste said it doesn't fit to Shtemesim. Shtemesim, she was mutal to Baila, it's only a problem in the Yibum. Mema'enis was also Mutar Rabayla. Why they just skip Saito? Put Masuk Gushos at this desire to ask. As they pray, the Marsha and the MS, The Ma'ashot Paitis Atakashe, the Taisis Harosh and the Taisis Yeshonim, both of them, not only, they ask Azei Dekashe, Azei Bishtel Dekashe. Vim Toimar, Leir, Besoito, Benin Ha'emes, and Azul Gushosoi, why we didn't ask Dekashe, Zubel Ha'acheres? Ma'ashot asks, why Taisis pick Azul Gushosoi? Taisis Harosh and Taisis Yeshonim, Takashtel Dekashe. Vim Toimar, why, we have three Gemaras before, Soito, Azul Gushosoi, Benin Ha'emes, and now we have Islandis. And you come to the fourth one, you say, the Braita Zubel Ha'acheres. Eftshel Emur to Islandis, why we didn't ask it before? What is the answer on Taisis? Nochem, Nochem, the Taisis is so poshut on Taisis, it's the loike Rabban Kotler, but what's going to talk? The Taisis is Nochem, Nochem, it's a right hand right in the whole sugya. What's it in Braita? Eish is shtei meitim, you can't do yibu. Three brothers, one dies, the second does a maimel, and he dies, and you can't do yibu. Eish is shtei meitim. But why she patels the tzol? The Taisis is, why you can't do yibu, which is Eish is Tach. And the Eishes Ach patters the Tzoro. Zog the Braise, Zui Eishes Ach that patters the Tzoro, and no one else patters the Tzoro. Means no different Eishes Ach will patter the Tzoro. You never found a different Eishes Ach that patters the Tzoro. It's like Taisus, Mazur Gushosai, the Kalvachoymer, Lefir Ebnocher, what is the Kalvachoymer? And she becomes Osu, the Eishes Ach comes back, and the Eishes Ach will patter the Tzoro. Mi olim kavuchayim ala miftar tzoro, Reb Nochem lo imshat en mazri gushosoi, that the Ishesach will pass on the tzoro. Like they says, why the Gemara decided to say, limi'ute aylanis, say limi'ute mazri gushosoi. I'll explain. Aylanis, what will pass on the tzoro? The Ishesach. Like the Gemara, mashma, zu, this Ishesach passes the tzoro. Veloy aylanis, say, zu, this Ishesach passes the tzoro. Unis mazri gushosoi, say, it's not the Ishesach passes the tzoro. Tumak simakayai passes the tzoro. How you can be denied from the Braise? Eishes the Meisim, Zui Eishes Ach Shepoiter Etzoroso, Veloi Soito. Seidos Nishkin Eishes Ach. Seidos Tumik Tumak Kairayas, Vemaenes. It's like Zeyra Otubiti Vemaenes. Only Mazri Gushosi defeated the Erev Nochumin, not the Firabar. That the Pshat in Kalvachoymer, Olim Kalvachoymer, Miftar Tzoro would be, that the Eishes Ach will come back. Zog Teitves, so why the Gmor Shtel Zulim Yute Islandis, Shtel Zulim Yute Mazri Gushosi? Says Zulim Yute Mazrik Mushosoi. Interesting. Taisis Harosh and Taisis Yeshonim did ask from all of the other cases. They did ask from Soita. They did ask from Emanis. But you know what they answer? They answer this parents. The Yeshleim are the answer. You can't say Zulim Yute Soita. Don't miss Tumak Sibakarayas. Emanis is all the Tzor's bidding Emanis. Only island is that also supposed to mitzad Yishnitzach. זוג דגמור זו אישס אך שפויתר עצור עושו ולא היה אילניס נובס לפי דן דיז רישיינים זה לא יקרב נוחם כז די אוסה אס ומאחר גושוסוי and they answer that מאחר גושוסוי it's not the אישס אך בפת הזה צור so מאחר זה לא יקרב נוחם you are in taste for this is מאחר לא יקרב נוחם פקד he didn't ask him the other two because he knew that you can answer the other two as not אישס אך so ששים נשתה רעי זה הרעי it doesn't מאחר that this is what the price is coming to be back. מה שאין כן, ורישיינים did ask. And the רישיינים take an answer like Abnochem is saying that it's נשכן קשה בכלל because there is נשכן יש אסך. But it's probably that the רישיינים ask even for מאזרי גושוסוי and they say this tell us of מאזרי גושוסוי. נשכן זה גחלה. עכשיו, כמטחק זה, כמטחק זה, אבל בפסלס הדבורים, so in תסע שתי נזי מר אבנוחם and in the תסע ראש, שתי בלחור הזה ורבן. And מאזרי גושוסוי וזה קל וחיים, הוא עושה מקריב בקהריים. אז אין לכו מוזנזות? לא מזן בגמור. So the Gemara was doich. So the Maisim we're holding now like Rav Asi, that Rav Asi learned that Tzoras Eilemis, the Ishes Ach Patas the Tzora. Freg the Gemara Akash. Tznad in our Mishneh, וכולם, אם מייסו, אם מיינו, או אם נסגרשו, או אם שנמצו Eilemis, צורסי הם מותורס. If the Arayas, זה big חידוש, if the Erwe, the Eilemis, it's a mekachtoes, and she doesn't patter the tzoro. I, but Eilanis could patter the tzoro lefi Rav Asi. Like the Gemara, like Kashi, can she hikir bo, can she lo hikir bo? Mitzad mekachtoes, she was never married to my brother. It's not mitzad that the Eilanis doesn't patter the tzoro. The reason she doesn't patter the tzoro is because it's a mekachtoes. Like an amenik toni shenitzu, velak toni shehoyu. Shmanina. Fakat, it's meduik in the braise, but the reason she patters the tzoro, she doesn't patter the tzoro, because it's nitzu aylanis, it's a mekachtoes. She was never married to my brother. No, she was never married to my brother, she doesn't patter the tzoro. Mashengen, if she was married to my brother, if he knew about this, I thought it battles it so. So Gemara, they cannot be, the Gemara is being a raya, Rav Asi is being a raya, we have to tell he's right. Let's remember the raya from Rav Asi. Because in Braise it says, וכולם שנמצו אלה ניצור עושה עם מוטורס, משמע, only if it was a מקחתורס or עושה עם מוטורס. משמע, if it's not a מקחתורס, צור עושה עם אסורס תקה. Why צור עושה עם תקה אסורס? The reason צור עושה עם אסורס is because, מה יצא, אלה, it's good part of the soul. So this is the first sheeta. So Rav Asi holds, that Eilenis passes the Torah, and the only reason that in Mishnah states that Eilenis doesn't pass the Torah is because they shenimtzu. Aber if she hoyu, taka she passes the Torah. Omar Rove, Hilchese, Soras Eilenis muter. Rove is choylek and Rav Asi, and Rove says, Soras Eilenis muter. Vehilchese, Soras Eilenis muter. Veafilu ikirbo, not because mekach toes, even though it's not a mekachtoes. Ve'afilu tzoras bito yailanis. Not only that the ishes ach from the islandis doesn't pass on the Torah, even the bito yailanis doesn't pass on the Torah. Ve'elo ha diktoni shenimtsu. Tzni shohoy, fakir. So the Mishnah, even if they were islandis, and there's no mekachtoes, they also doesn't pass on the Torah. Ki osu rabin omar rabi yechanon, echot tzoras memahenes, echot tzoras islandis, אחד צורס מאז לגושוסו, כולו מוטוריס. אתה עושה, one track and everything together. אחד צורס במהנס, אחד צורס איילניס, אחד צורס מאז לגושוסו, כולו מוטוריס. אבל זה נדע של פשט. She decided to put all of them together. She changed the order a little bit. Not in the gemor. So קראשי, הלכס את צורס איילניס מוטוריס, ואף אגב זה היקר באוכי וקיימא, וקימו, והווה אישתו למיצור את צורסם שום צורס הבא. וכיוסו רחמון את צורס אלו כמיצו דה אסירה. The whole cave on the island is the below air for Namir Khazi the Ibum, have it saros at Saras Urbash Nemo Kumitsu and Hemifurish Baloch of Gdeiris. We have a machlekes. Rav Asi is very clear, the Ishis Ach from the island is becomes the Erve. You can't do Yibum to the island is. If it's not a Mekach Toes, so she's the Isho HaAsuro, she could patro the Tzoro. Rove holds, the island is doesn't patro the Tzoro. Why the island is doesn't patro the Tzoro? Now again, the Poshas Advorim, then the Oimek Advorim. Why the islandis doesn't part of the Tzor? Rav Asi is right. You have two ladies, they follow Yibum. One is the islandis, one is not an islandis. The islandis you can't do Yibum, so Eish Atach. Eish Atach cannot part of the Tzor, part of the Tzor. Eish Atach part of the Tzor. Rav also Eish Atach doesn't part of the Tzor. The Rishonim Shtarot Alamol, Shelo Yibu, what do you tell me? Eish Atach doesn't part of the Tzor? We see in the Mishnah Shalai Hayabai Lamai that it's part of the Torah. And Shizachim Shalai Hayabai Lamai Benefila Shniya, part of the Torah. Well, maybe it's a market to Mechalek, Benefila Rishonim, Benefila Shniya. But Eishetach part of the Torah. So as they pray in the Rishonim, so why the Eishetach doesn't part of the Torah? So the way to answer in that first Ashkofe, everyone will yell right away, such a kasha, and we're learning Yevamos really for almost 4 months, Chaposh Tadach. What is Ishesach part of the Torah? I erve dike Ishesach. Aber as nishken erve dike Ishesach doesn't pass. I want to be mazgur. Because here we're learning the sugya. We said a yisoy. Erve patut from Yibum. Right? Bito patut from Yibum. Bito is against Yibum. The vildishken Yibum. It patut. Chisisho, patut from Yibum. Erve li Yibum. Patut from Yibum. Ishesach is also an erve. So why Ishesach doesn't pass from Yibum? Stop. Every time, how you do Yibum? It's Machay Shesach. How you do Yibum? It's Machay Shesach. What is the Teretz? The Teretz is, Eish Shesach is not a stir le Yibum. Eish Shesach will Yibum. It's in Alamo de Moshe, Rabbi Pavalski says Alamo de Moshe. He says, there's a halacha in Shabbos, in a day that you don't say Tachmon, you don't say Tzitkosh. Right? That's a halacha. But the bell says every Shabbos. Shabbos the Chatov that you don't say Tachmon. So why is it Tzitkoschon? If in the day that you don't say Tachmon, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos you don't say Tzitkoschon. Yom you don't say Tzitkoschon. Shabbos is also a day that you don't say Tachmon. So why is it Tzitkoschon? What is the answer? Because Shabbos is the reason for Tzitkoschon. Shabbos can't be the pointer. Eish Shesach will Yibu. Eish Shesach is never an Erev le Yibu. All of the Arayas are against Yibu. Eish Shesach is the thing that wants Yibu. The main Ishisach is never a erva leibul.
No problem.
Shelo ebo ilomo. Why Ishisach shelo ebo ilomo? It battles the tzolot. The tzolot. Hashem said ki yishvu achim yachdov. This kirva to your brother, if you live together with him, wants yibul. A Ishisach that didn't live with you together, a brother that you were not with him together in the world, that kurva will mishkin yibul. A normal Ishisach is a reason for yibul. Eshisach shelo ebo ilomo is mishkin tzibel yibul. Memele, it passes the tzolot. Mashegin, Eshisach de memele stam, be'efen, if the Yavama wants yibul. Just you can't do yibul, chayvelavim be'efen. Even if the Eshisach comes back, it doesn't pato. Why? The Eshisach will yibul. Memele, zog de vel zere poshet. This is the pshat in Rove, the pashtus. Rove holds, Eilemis, forget about she cannot have kids. Mitzad, when she's so close to you that she's married to your brother, this Erve wants Yibum or doesn't want Yibum? Literally, you're making that she could have kids. You'll do Yibum? Yeah. So the marriage, the Erve Shebo, will Yibum or will Nishkin Yibum? This Kurve, will Yibum or will Nishkin Yibum? Bitoi, that Kurve, will Nishkin Yibum? Bitoi is the Erve. Der Kurve will nicht genieben. Es ist alles nur bei Loboi, der Kurve will nicht genieben. Bitoi wird ja jibum. Bitoi wird ja jibum. Es ist Eilenis will ja jibum. Der ist es auch von Eilenis, das wir kommen nicht kein Erbe, die kein Ische Sach. Der Ische Sach is a reason for jibum. Even if this matter that you can do jibum, der Ische Sach mit der Atme ist das Sibbe für jibum. Was ist auch, am Befur Shalosh in Rambam in Yerushalmi like that. So this is the Avonah and Frobe. And Fakar, Lo yitzir, the sugya would stop here, we would say that this is the machlekes. Rav Asi learns, asher teilet prat le'ayonis, is nischadish in the posuk, that when she's in such a matzev, it's a bichlal vilish ken yibu. If I can't give us a askot, this is the bigger posuk. Azei b'shelo yibu ilomoy, such a kurve, when it's such a lady, the kurve, it's very even shmata, understand Rav Asi. What? If she's the elder, she's not, she's part of the tzara, if you're Rav Asi. If she doesn't want, she's an erva. Erva passes the tzolot. Every erva passes the tzolot. That's in the klal. Erva passes the tzolot. Now, bederech klal, in every yibum, you have eishesach. So every yibum, how yibum starts? You have eishesach around? The Torah says the eishesach is not a stirah yibum. Eishesach is the reason for yibum. So even in the island is that you can't do the mitzvah, aber sie nicht kann stirah yibum. The eishesach will yibum. Weil the eishesach will yibum, Maybe the Ishisach doesn't pattern. He said, Kotin Diktano. Another thing, we don't have a mitzvah Yibu. They have a Avera. But it doesn't pattern. Because the Kurva will Yibu. He's a Kotin, you can't do the mitzvah. She's a Ktano, you can't do the mitzvah. But the Ishisach is yelling Yibu. What we learn out from Aleo, from Lokachas, from Litzoy, is an Erve that is a stirale Yibu. Bitoy, that this marriage is not a good marriage. As Kurva Shaloi, that is a stirale Yibu. You want to use the Ishisach to be a stirale Yibu? The Ishisach is Nishkin Tzirele Yibum. The Ishisach mitzad Atzme gizot yo Yibum. No, vos, gerade she can't do it. No, gerade she can't do it. Vos kementan, if she can't do it, she can't do it. Aber the Ishisach mitzad Atzme will Yibum. When the Ishisach mitzad Atzme will Yibum, it doesn't pass it. This is the longest of Robert. Saglat the longest. Saglat the longest. Fakat Rav Asi needs a pasuk. After that, how it goes from the pasuk. She's so mufka, so that Vosach ha'el with the Ishisach. Have time to go back to explain Rav Asi. But the one that is understanding is Rav. This one you learn the sugya by Ashkofa Rishoino, this is the way you arrange that the suf. The problem in this arrange is, it's very gishmak. But why when the island is also bitoi, why she doesn't pass through the tzolot? Every shesach that is not an island. Your brother dies, he has two wives. One of them is two of them are shesach. One of them is also a bitoy. So now the bitoy passes the tzolot. Now here we ask you, forget about bitoy. One of them is a shesach. So no, this is shesach, even though she's islandese, be'etem she's a normal shesach. Glad she can do it. That she's a normal shesach. A normal shesach that has a bitoy sitting on top of her passes the tzolot. So how it could be that the islandese will be a reason, it will be a sibah not to do it and not to pass the tzolot? So if Rabbi would say, Eilenis doesn't pass with the Tzorah, Icha, the Ishisach is nishken erva leibu. But Rabbi said, Afilu bitoy Eilenis doesn't pass with the Tzorah. If this is the Hezber, and this is the Lomdes, There's no reason, there's no hesta how to understand why wives will not stop and tell them. They should stop and just get out of it. But the bita shaboy. The bita shaboy. The bita is not a reason not to pass it. So this is the reason this pashta has ber lechua doesn't go. Why doesn't go? Lama zogin ala rishayni blur that's your erdike shesach. Like Rav Asi learned. Maybe we have to understand. No, Rav Asi says it's a bad shesach. We have to understand why. We said Rav Elohu is very gishmash. The way we learn in Yivam is Rav is the girech. Ve'il chas ake Rav. Rav is girech. And ishken ala rishayni blur that's your erdike. It doesn't matter. The shesach to me meile. Shesach to me feel as good. It's all the klorin. Reb Chaim ala boy. Shesach to me feel as good. Shesach to me meile. This is shesach will yibum. This is the shesach that doesn't matter the Torah. This is the way we learn in Yivam. Now the problem is, so why bitter enemies doesn't pass on the tzorah? Lechu, every bitter passes the tzorah. She hish is also a shesach and also a bitter. So you're right, the shesach is nishken erve. But the bitter is the erve. So let the bitter depart on the tzorah. Let the bitter depart on the tzorah. That's in the shverka. That's in the shverka. So lechu, the hezber is as it. Mikoyach this kasher, mikoyach this kasher, Tesis and Dafches decided to learn a new pshat in Rove why Eilenis doesn't pass on the Tzor. Then we will say Bosh, Nishken Elba Dikei Shesach. Tesis didn't want to go with the Mahalach Nishken Elba Dikei Shesach. Why is it he learned Tzor Elba Dikei Shesach? Why? I don't know. Well, I'll say pshat in Ravasi. I'll say pshat in Rove. Why is it Tzor Elba Dikei Shesach? Yeah? Well, anyway, we have to say pshat in Rove and Ravasi that Tzor Elba Dikei Shesach. Pashas, but Rav is learning. It's not the Dikei Shesach. Rav is the glad guy. Rav is Givonis. This is why we're learning. That's not good. This is evil. Tesis and Dafches decide to finish the Pshat. Tesis decides the new Pshat. What is the new Pshat? Zog Tesis, Eb Shalom is an innovating to Tesis. One line in Tesis Dafches and Mudalek. In Ramas Rul Tre Yitzure. Zog Tesis in the middle of Tesis. V'yeshloimah. The cave on the island is lavbas yibumi b'shum mokoyim chashive tzoroso kitzeras erve shaloi b'mokoyim mitzvah d'sharia. Shekeivon, the island is lavbas yibumi b'shum mokoyim chashive tzoroso kitzeras erve shaloi b'mokoyim mitzvah. What's that? Zog Teitz Anuta. You know why island is doesn't part of the Torah? She's chashive ketzoras erve shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. As derech ha-teisves, teisves chad mikamoi b'yos, as derech the zelbe teisves, teisves chad mikamoi b'yos, says the zelbe zach, and the andere loshe. It's in the yud beis amud beis, b'yos, and the daf, it's chidushi, teisves chad mikamoi. And teisves says, in the end of teisves, in the first stickle, it says as they, time of the milse, the cave on the Leiram Yekla Leibu Ma'echot Min Ha'achim Hava Lekesoras Erva Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. The cave on the Leiram Yekla Leibu Min Ha'achim Leibu Hava Lekesoras Erva Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. What is the head? So the Pashas Advorim, what states in Tesis Chad Mikamoi and what states in Tesis and Afches, maybe if we have time to go Oymek of the Sugya, we'll see taki that the Chad Mikamoi and the Tesis maybe it's taki two different anderes, beirim. But the Hezbar is as it. The Hezbar is as it. Tesis learns mishuma that this Eishesach is your Erva Dikei Shesach. If it's your Erva Dikei Shesach, be'etzem it has to pass on the Tzor. Rav doesn't make sense. He's not accepting that this Eishesach is Nishkel Erva Dikei Shesach. Why? We have to know. This Eishesach really has to pass on the Tzor. If this Eishesach really has to part of the Torah, so why it doesn't part of the Torah? Zog Teisrit, Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah. We know Alemor, the Geder is Azei. Two Yevomets fall together. If they fall together, they part of each other. Right? If they don't fall, they don't part of it. If some person goes and marries my daughter, and he dies, I'm allowed to marry the second wife. Only if they fall the Yibum together, they part of the Torah. Zog the Tesis Chad Mikamoi Azei. When my brother is married to my daughter and a separate person, my daughter falls Leibu. She falls Leibu. Not to me, to the other brothers. And even if there's no brothers there, when he dies, she also jumps to fall to Yibum. She doesn't find no one to fall, and the only one have her father, so she doesn't have where to fall to. But beside that he dies, she also gets up and says, I will be making shame to my husband. Lutzu has more brothers, she'll be making shame. Lutzu, the Tarshish Arayas will disappear, she will be making shame. Lutzu, Esla Bidei Chalashis Ashi Yesh Bekores, she will be making shame. She's behetem, noifel le'ibu. She's wrong le'ibu. If there's more brothers, he says it's poshut. She's mamish falling. Even if there's no brothers, but in potential she could fall le'ibu. So every erve behetem is falling le'ibu. If every erve is falling le'ibu, the male she patters the tzolot. She hates b'mokim mitzvah. Every erve when she falls le'ibum, she hates b'mokim mitzvah. She's falling le'ibum. She's b'mokim mitzvah. She's the erve. She's falling le'ibum. She's the erve. She's falling le'ibum. Does hate b'mokim mitzvah. Does hate b'mokim mitzvah. Ironies will never fall. B'shumokim to no brother. She's mutka with a parashah and gans in the ironies. She doesn't have a mokim to fall down. So she's kiyum, she'll have a mokim mitzvah. Erve patters, we know, not because they were married together, because they fell a yibum together. Irony stops to fall. Erve falls. Grada, I don't, it's not the receiver. Grada is not the receiver. Look, lost him and done. Louis said, his more brothers, they were a receiver. So his mitzvah is mapular. The Nusach Reb Chaim Gizok Tamo, she falls and she gets stuck. So very good. She falls and she gets stuck. When she gets stuck, she makes everyone stuck. That's the Mahalach. She falls le'ibum, I can't marry you. I can't marry no one. She pulls everyone down with her. This is the koyach. She falls le'ibum and she's bad. So she pulls everyone down with her. The shayach to the tefillah, she's an erve, everyone becomes bad. Ironically, it doesn't fall le'ibum. So the man, even that she has an erve dikei shesach, the man, she doesn't fall le'ibum. Even if she has an erve dikei shesach, she doesn't fall le'ibum. So the man, so if we ask the kasha, why the ironies doesn't pattern the tzolot? Before we started, it's Nishkan Elvedikei Shesach. No, Teis doesn't want to say Nishkan Elvedikei Shesach. She says, you're Elvedikei Shesach. Oh, there is a cloud, when you pattern, when you fall a Yibum, I fall, the other one falls, we fall together, I pattern you. Even if it's an Erv and Be'etim, you can't fall. Oh, but in potential she could fall, Be'etim she falls. No, Gradis, Nishkan Tzedemet, the same, oh, but I fall a Yibum. Now she falls a Yibum, but maybe she patterns the whole Mishpoche. Masha'ekin ironies doesn't fall a Yibum. Ironies is mutka from the parasha bichlal. The mele shalei b'mokim mitzvah. The mele, if we say this k'mech, so doesn't make a difference now if this ironies is also a bitoy. She could be 10 erves. She doesn't fall. Though she can have kids, she's not in the parasha's nefile, so she doesn't fall in Yibum. If she's not in the parasha from Yibum, she doesn't fall in Yibum, the mele is a nishtoki problem. What? Because she's an ironies, she doesn't fall. So the male Shisach doesn't patter, and the Bita also doesn't patter. And the patter is because she falls to Yibum. Rather, you can do Yibum, but in the Be'etim she falls to Yibum. If she Be'etim falls to Yibum, she patters. Ironies is mufka from the Parsha. So Kum Teis HaZeh, Lefi Teis says it's very Parsha. That Bita ironies and ironies is the same reason. We have two Shittas. One Shitta, ironies patters Torah. This is the Erva Dikei Shisach. And the other Shitta holds, you write that it's an erve, it doesn't help. Oh, but you know why it doesn't pass on the Torah? Because the ironies is shaloi b'mokim mitzvah b'shumotim siheizish k'noifel le'ibum. The man, she doesn't pass on the Torah, even though she's an erve dikei shesach. So even if she's also a bito, and also a chamoisin, and also a shesach, and also a chesish, it doesn't make a difference. She doesn't fall the man, she doesn't pass on the Torah. This is glass. So this test, even if it's no achim, the essence she falls. She falls and she gets bumped. No, it's only a raya that she falls. She behets and falls. She behets and falls. She behets and falls with evil. No, but you can't do evil. But she's not for evil. Ravasi doesn't hold up this ball. Ravasi holds, the man says she falls like everyone, like everyone else doesn't fall. The man says she falls. The Ma'aseh she falls. Now, the Pashtus, the Glatavot, this is the words of Tesis and the Fresa Mudalef, and it's the words of Tesis Chad Mikamoi, Bar Chova, and Afgid Beis. Every Rishon says it a bit different. If you have to have to be miyashiv the Rishayla. Tesis HaRosh and Daf Gimel Amud Beis also brings down the same Teretz. V'yishloimah shekeivon she'ayin is enu lefez b'shu mokrim chashiva sheloi b'mokrim mitzvah. Chashiva sheloi b'mokrim mitzvah. V'chein pirish Rashi lekamon yud beis. The Tesis HaRosh says that this is what Rashi says also. That this Tesis that we say now b'shem HaTesis is a Rashi. Lama zen the Rashi. Rashi zen yud beis amud beis, a Rashi. ואף על גב דהיקר ואוכי וקיימה וקימו הווה אישתו למצר הצרוס משום צור הסבת וכי עושה רחמו לצור הסער ומוקים מצוו דהסיר והי קיימן דהי לניסי דלאב ערבו היא לחזי לאיבום הווה צרוס הצור הסער ושלאים ומוקים מצוו תאי צרוש says look in Rashi that you'd בייז עמוד בייז look in Rashi you'd בייז עמוד בייז ונן Rashi איך שתי תזול בבוא ונן Rashi שתי תזול בבוא ונן Rashi שתי תזול בבוא Wie kommen Reb Nochem? Das ist überhaupt eine Furche Rischöne. Reb Nochem teilen es nicht. Das ist nicht der Pshat in Rashi. Reb Nochem teilen es nicht der Pshat in Rashi. Das ist nicht der Pshat in Rashi, teilen Reb Nochem. And I want to be mad with what? Sagt er also. Sagt Reb Nochem, why it can't be the Pshat in Rashi? Why it can't be the Pshat in Rashi? For two reasons. First, why Rashi is in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis and Tzoras Bitoy Islandis? The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that Islandis doesn't pass of the Tzor. Right? The Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Islandis doesn't pass of the Tzor. Omar Rove, Tzoras Islandis Muteras. Rashi doesn't say a word. It's no Rashi in Amud Aleph. And Amud Beis, Rashi is masbir, why Tzoras Bitoy Islandis is mutter. Why Rashi didn't find a purpose to be masbir, why Tzoras Islandis is mutter. I want to be masbir. Tesis and Afchesa Mudalev said pshat, why Tzoras Islandis is mutter. That's such a gishmak pshat, that it doesn't fall, that we said even Bitoy is inside. Tesis HaRosh said pshat in Islandis, he said a good pshat, even Bitoy. Tesis HaMikamol. Rashi, that is in the forest, when the Gemara says Tzoras Islandis Muteres, is no Rashi. Rashi Shvat. Rashi doesn't say nothing, why Tzoras Islandis Muteres. When it comes to Tzoras Bitoy Islandis, Rashi comes to say Epshat. Aleph. Bet, we'll see, if you read good the Loshon as Rashi, Rashi doesn't say the words of Tesis, that Kevon She'eden Efeles, Veshumokoim, Chashiv Veshalei B'mokim Mitzvah. Rashi says different words. The island is the belav erve nami lechazi leibum have tzorosa tzorasa v'shalei b'makim mitzvah. Rashi is saying something else. Zot Reb Nochem, and this is be'etzem the chidush of the sugya. Rishayim. Rashi is a new shita. Rashi learns like this. Why Tzoras island is muteres? Why Tzoras island is muteres of Rashi? The teretz is because she's nishken erve dike ishesach. She's nishken erve dike ishesach. The Tzoras Islandis is not an erve dike ishesach. Why? The ishesach will yibum. If the ishesach will yibum, the man doesn't pass on the Tzoras. Rashi learns why Tzoras Islandis muteres? Because it's nishken erve dike ishesach. Why it's not erve dike ishesach? We said mitzad ishesach. Mitzad the issues shebo, mitzad the kulva shebo, she wants yibum. Technically she cannot have yibum. She cannot patur. She's not a erve, like we said in the beginning. Shelo yaboi lomoi is mufka from the parsha. And this is the reason it's so posher to Rashi that this is the hesber. Rashi doesn't have to speak it out. Fakat Rav Asi is mechudesh. Rav Asi says that she's a erve. Erve dikei shesach. Rav Asi needs to bring a pasuk. I think Bederech HaPshat is poshut. If he needs to bring a drosha and I don't hold from him, I have to say pshat. He needs to bring a drosha. Why Tzoras Islandis asur? We don't understand how it goes in the drosha. I don't hold from the drosha. I hold from Tzoras Islandis muteres. Rashi doesn't find a reason to be master. It's very poshut that it's muter. It's nishken erve. If it's nishken erve, then maybe it's muter. Rashi doesn't have to be master. And Rashi Taka is not master. but this only helps an island. Aber she's a bitter, it's doch your erbe. Sagt Rashi, and bitter islandist, I have a nupshat. And that nupshat only helps on bitter islandist. But it doesn't help on islandist. What is the nupshat? Sagt Rashi, after that I told you that islandist is nishken erbe di keishasach, de ishasach vir yibum. Now that Hashem said that this marriage is not a good marriage for yibum, it's a good marriage for yibum. But why you can't do Yibum? Stab a technical reason. Because she can't have kids. Sagt Rashi, a new chidush. An isha that has a zaydik reason that she can't do Yibum, she's considered shalei b'makom mitzvah. B'mele she doesn't pass the tzor even if she's a elve. First you have to say, it's a nishken elve dikei shesach. The p'tur is nishken elve dikei shesach. The getter and the teirer is, not that Hashem doesn't want these issues. He wants the issues. Hashem has a problem, stop, Zaytik. Zaytik Rashi, if it's a Zaytik, a problem, not because she never falls to Yibum. A Isha that has a Ptur, Sheloi Machmas Aparshe, doesn't pass to the Torah. When you pass to the Torah, when the Ptur is the Erve and the Nefilet. But if you have a Zaytik Ptur, it doesn't pass to the Torah. You see, Loshen Rashi, it's based on Mudbeit, Ramazan Loshen Rashi. Chiyos ha-rachmona toras abas toras erve b'mokim mitzvah de-osro Kevon de-ayran is de-belav erve nami le-chazni le-yibum. She has a zaytik problem. Have a toros of toras erve shalei b'mokim mitzvah. Kum b'ayit hazeh. I want to say the dvorim ha-pshutim before we meyaz with the nafkemin. We have two mehalchim yesoidim be-etzem and avon ha-sasugim. We have the mehalach that is called Teisus, Teisus Chad Bikamoi, Teisus Arosh. That if someone asks you why islandist cannot part of the Torah, she shalom b'makim mitzvah. Why she never fell? She's moved over the parsha. She's ever dikeishes ach, but she never falls to yibum. Someone that never falls to yibum doesn't part her. Ever falls, not to me, but ever falls to yibum. Islandist never falls to yibum. Someone that never falls to yibum doesn't part of the Torah. This is the only reason. And if this is the only reason, so for sure bitter islandist also doesn't part of the Torah. This is the Mahalach of the Rishonim. Rashi will answer you no. Why islandist doesn't pater? Sinishken erva dikei shesach. The shesach is good. It's a zaydik problem. Now, besides, want to be bitter islandist? Could pater the Torah. So Rashi is saying chidush. When you have a zaydik zach, when it's not an erva, it's a zaydik zach, this makes it shalei b'makom mitzvah. Zot Reb Nochem Azeh. Where is the big nefkemin that's vishes the first Mahalach or the second Mahalach? If someone wants to hold in between, he could hold in between or not. The someone wants to hold that Torah's island is muteres. But Torah's bitter island is asuro. You could have such a mandarama or not. You can have such a mandarama. Torah's island is muteres. Torah's bitter island is asuro. You could have such a mandarama or not. They have a mandorama that will hold Soras island is muteres, Soras bitter island is asur. You could have such a mandorama or not. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh. If you look like Teisus, Teisus Chad Mikamoi and Teisus Arosh, for sure not. Why Soras island is muteres? She never falls. She's not in the parsha. Put 100 arayas on top of her. She doesn't fall. She can't fall to the Torah. So if you hold Soras island is muteres, Soras bitter island is also muteres. You could hold like Rabasi. That Soras island is asura. But if you want to hold Soras island is muteras, you have to learn Soras bitter island is muteras. Because the reason she's muteras, she doesn't fall. She's not in the parsha. She never falls. No, doesn't make a difference how much arayas are sitting on her. But if we learn like Rashi, it's two separate chidush. Chidush Aleph, Soras island is nishken erve, doesn't pass to the Torah. But if she will be a erve, could be she will pass it. Gran is another chidush. Vash is not an erv when she has a zaytik zach. Don't say shalei b'mokim mitzvah. But you don't have to hold the second chidush. When a day is mashal in the Gemara, Omar Rove, Tzoras island is muteres. Ve'afil bitter island is. It's two different than the Omrim. You can hold from one, and you don't have to hold from the second one. Why Reb Nochem is saying it? I want to make the achole to come into the vault of Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem was in the asset that we'll see that Gantz Yevomet Taka makes the spout. And our sugya we know, Rav Asi holds Soras Aylan is Asur. Rovarov, Tzaras'anis Muteres, Ve'afilu Bitter'anis. We didn't find someone that would say, Tzaras'anis Muteres, Vasinishkin Ervedik Eishesach, but he will hold that Tzaras Bitter'anis is a surah because she is the Ervedik Eishesach. Lefi Taisis, we could never find such a Mandoma. Oh, but Lefi Rashi, we could find such a Mandoma. Because we could hold that Vasinishkin Ervedik Eishesach, but we don't have to hold from the second Chiddush. The Fitasis Eishesach is your Ervedik Eishesach. It just never fell, so you can't divide it. The Tirashi could be a lot of Mando Omrim that will hold Tzoras Ayanis Muteres, and they don't have to hold on the second Chidush. Maybe even Argimore. The Yilchas of Tzoras Ayanis Muteres doesn't say Tzoras Bitre Ayanis Muteres. This is the SM where Reb Nochum wants to get with this vote. I'm saying it's Muchach in Rashi that he was only Masbirit and Bitoy. He was not Masbirit in the beginning of the Sugya. All of the Rishonim are Masbirit in the beginning of the Sugya. Taisus in the Chet. My time at Tzoras Ayanis Muteres. Taisus didn't start to hack his vote on Bitoy Ayanis. So however, anyways, Tzoras Ayanis. Taisus doesn't see that she's not an Ayanis Yisach. So he wants to know, why Tzoras Ayanis Muteres? And he says to Zashti Kulteire, that first season for Bitoy. The Zelda Zelda Chadmi Kamoy, the Zelda Zelda Taisa Roshan Av Gimel. Rashi, Tzoras Ayanis, Nishkin Ayanis Yisach. Tzoras Bitoy Ayanis, because Shalem Yimokim Mitzvah. You can hold from the first Chiddush, you don't have to hold from the second Chiddush. Will you see this vote? Will you see this vote? That is taking two separate chidushim. So it's two mekoymes that you see this vote. Before we'll see that the Lachat Tanit and Gant Yivomes is Mucha Chazay. Miyash of a Sach Kashdor of Kibbe Eger and Yivomes. That Rashi learns taking that Chutz from our Sugya, everyone holds Tzoras Ayin is Muteres, Tzoras Bitter Ayin is Asura. Rav is the only one that said both chidushim. You don't have to hold from both chidushim. Will you see it? In the Rambam. In the Chidush HaRambam by us. The Chidush HaRambam by us, Rebbe Baruch Berenberg Shmuel, is very niskash pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam starts, Tzoras Ayanis Muteres, like in the first line, Tzoras Ayanis Muteres. Frek the Rambam, Motzinu Beirushalmi, Sheshoalu, Talmi Shal Dovo. They asked why. Rabbi bar Abchir Omar Rab Abba bar Mamu. Boy, I don't need to make a story of Shnei Boy Lomoy. Shnei Boy Yuba Parsha. My homies, why? I don't need to Tzoras Mutor. A story of Shnei Boy Lomoy, Tzoras Asura. Omar Lei, I don't need to meet him after it says so. Zog the Ramban, Pirush. I don't need Loi Potro Akosuv. Ilu hoya ruya lehele. Lo yoisa mitkabemes? If she couldn't have kids, she would not be misyabem. She wants Yibum. She's not a problem in the Yibum. She can have kids. She's not an erve le Yibum. She lo yiboy lo boy. Also a cause of ervo. Ava bishiruya le yisyabem. Hashem said he doesn't want this erve. Does say it's a erve? So the Ramban says the shtickle that we said in the beginning. Alan he says, Nishkan erve dikei shesach. She lo yiboy lo boy is yo erve dikei shesach. זוג ברמבן, ואין הטעם הזה מספיק לצורס ביטוי איילניס. אבל אם זה זה פשעת עד האיילניס, אז נשכן ערבדי כשסך. מה שאין כשלא בואי לא מוי. אבל אם זה איילניס, אז אוסו ביטוי שתוך יו הערבה. ואין הטעם הזה מספיק לביטוי איילניס. אלו, שאמרו בירושלמי בסייפה שמוע, הפעם לא זה ירושלמי. אילו ביטוי איילניס, מה שדוסן פאטר הצורו? אמר לי, איילניס כמי שאינוי. איילניס כמי שאינוי. פירוש, כיוון שבור האיילניס נמצא שאינו נזיק לכלל, וכיוון שכן אבל יצור אז אבא שלא יבנו כמצווה כדברי רשי בשם ההלוך את גדולת. זאת אומרת, זה לא זה תארץ, ששלא יבנו כמצווה. So רב אורך בר understand that he means this, but she never falls to evil. פרק רב אורך בר, so if you have the second reason, you don't have to come to the first reason. So he says, "Ain't nothing wrong. It's a build-up." The Ramban tries to say a pshat. He realizes that it doesn't go, and then he has another pshat. You read the Ramban. This is nishmashma. The Torah in the Ramban is going like nishlag teisus. He's digging Rashi. He says, "Shir sarv is nishkan erve." You say it aleph. Now, after I'm saying Yesod Aleph, I'm saying Vav, she's not an Erve. And Hashem gave her a Ptur. Not because she's an Erve. She wants Yibum. She has a Zaydik Ptur. That Zaydik Ptur makes Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. I want to be Masber. If it says, even if she's an Erve, she's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. Because she never falls to Yibum. So this is one Hesper for everything. She's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. Your Erve, Nishkan Erve. Rashi says no. First I have to tell you she's not an Erve. Because if she's an Erve, she has to pass the Torah. After she's not an Erve, I can tell you another Chidush. Or Isha that is not an Erve. And even so is Potur, is Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. This is Lashon Rashi. Shari Afal Pishi B'Loi Erve Nari Potro. Even if she's not an Erve, Hashem said she doesn't have to do Yibum. Or she's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. So if I can't. Zad Rebnochem, Rambat says, Oh, Shri Kutera. But it's too dealing. So come back to say, the Rishonim, Reb Ochbe understand this, the Ramban also, he didn't make him Rashi, everything, every Rishon says different, but Reb Ochbe learned everything is one Shite. I learned it, Shalom Emakim Mitzvah, Nishkin Erba Dikesh, Shalom Emakim Mitzvah, one has to for everything. If you hold from it, you hold from it in Gansin. We say no, I learned it, Nishkin Erba Dikesh, this is the reason she doesn't part of the Torah. But if she's a Bito, she could part of the Torah. It's a second Shtikul Teire. Now she's Nishkan Erve, and she has a Zayti Kepetul, it's a Chidush, that Zayti Kepetul is Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, and maybe even if it has another Erve on top of it, it doesn't pass on its own. Again, before the Raya, Zayt Reb Nochem, it's Mefurish Lehedya in Rambam, also the Zol Bezach. And in Rambam you can't see nothing, it's Mamash Mefurish. The Rambam in Perik Vav Mehilchis Yibum, Mufush. Perik Vov Aloche Chof. The first minute you hear this Aloche, you think it's mamish doesn't make sense. Shtei Yevomoy Sheboyes Mibayis Echot. Echas Chai Velavim, Echas Chai Vesese, Echas Eilenis, Eino Poiteres Soroso. He put her in the list of Chai Velavim and Chai Vesese, she doesn't pass to the Torah. He means, it's Nishkenarve. What does that list mean? Why Chai Velavim don't pass her? Nishkenarve. Why Chai Vesese don't pass her? Nishkenarve. So the Rambam makes a list. Chavelavim don't pass the Torah. Chaveresa don't pass the Torah. Eilenis doesn't pass the Torah. It's a list of ladies that I'm Nishkan Erve. Aloch Echof. Aloch Echof Aleph. Shtei Evomois, Aboyis Mibayis Echot. Ve'achas Mehem Ervo. Aval Arehi Gam Eilenis. Eina Poiteres Soros. Shea Eilenis, Kimi Sheeina Basibum. Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. So the Rambam decided to write two halachas. Halacha Chof, he puts down that Eilenis doesn't bother the Torah like Chai Velavim. She's Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach. The second chidush, after she's Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach, and even so she's Potu, for a Zaytik reason, I have Halacha Chof Aleph. That now even if she has another Erve, she will not bother the Torah. So what we're trying to miyaset, we'll come back to Hashem to the second chilek, that Lefi is a choluk b'yesoidoi Rashi from Tesis in the Rishonim. Lefi Tesis in the Rishonim, Eilenis doesn't part of the Torah because he shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Because she never falls, you have to fall together. She never falls, the Tesis Chaim Kamoi says to nobody, Tesis says b'derek klal, she doesn't fall. She doesn't fall, she doesn't part of the Torah. We're not using the Svor in Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach. Why are we not using it? Rabatzi also didn't use it. Rabatzi also didn't use it. Rashi and the Rambam and the Rambam really know why she doesn't part of the Torah. She's Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach. And this is not enough for Bitoy. For Bitoy we need to add another shtickle. Val she's Nishkan Erve and Hashem gave her a Zayti Keptur, so Val we know that Chiddush, we could say a second Chiddush. That a lady that has a Zayti Keptur is Nishkan Erve to part of the Torah. Because she's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. The Meir Zog of Nochem, could be we could find Mande Omrim, a lot of Mande Omrim that will hold, that Eilenis doesn't part of the Torah, but Bitoy Eilenis will part of the Torah. She's Nish Muchach to hold from both. Masha Engel, if it tastes in the Rishonim, we have to hold from both. Because if it's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, then Meile Bitoy also has to be part of the Torah. Mitzvah Shemogun will be Meyaf to the Torah. Thank you.
Alright, you're backing up, isn't it?
Yeah, let's touch it again.